share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. The people have spoken. Malaysians have had enough of the Malaysian actress and TV host, Neelofa. The list of SOP violations she has allegedly gotten away with. Recently, a petition for a movement called, hashtag Penyarakan Neelofa, has been trending online. As seen on the change.org website, an anonymous individual with the username, Hentakan Double Standard, started the petition titled, SOP Violation, PDRM, Imprison Neelofa Immediately. In the description section, the individual explained that it is time for authorities to take action on the celebrity entrepreneur after she and her family violated SOPs several times, but these wrongdoings were taken lightly. Here's what the description read. Neelofa is a celebrity who has repeatedly violated the SOPs and defied the law in the country's efforts to tackle the COVID-19 pandemic. The offenses were committed without any fear, which shows the existence of a double standard law imposed on her. Here are the SOP violations that she and her family have committed. 1. Neelofa and Pu Riz wedding ceremony at Grand Hyatt, March 2021, action was taken. 2. Honeymoon in Langkawi, March 2021, no legal action was taken. 3. Crossing the state to Nilai 3, Negeri Sembilan without a solid reason, instead went to a carpet shop, May 2021, no legal was action taken. 4. Neelofa and all family members gathered at home during Idul Fitri, May 2021, violated SOP Idul Fitri, no legal action was taken. Based on these repeated offenses, we urge the government of Malaysia and the Royal Malaysian Police, PDRM, for Neelofa to be immediately imprisoned without compromise as a clear message to the government not to apply double standard laws to VVIPs and dignitaries. Neelofa pleads not guilty at court. Despite the petition's claims that legal action was not taken, this morning, the 20th of May, Neelofa and her husband Pu Riz were brought to the Seremban Magistrates Court where they pleaded not guilty to violating SOPs during the Conditional Movement Control Order, CMCO. Neelofa is facing one charge for failing to register with the My Sejahtera app or manually at the premises in Nilai, where she went shopping for carpets. While her husband faces two charges, namely, failing to register with the My Sejahtera app or manually and for failing to wear a face mask in a public place. Neelofa was granted bail of RM5,000, even though the prosecution requested bail of RM20,000 while Pu Riz was granted bail of RM10,000. The re-mention of the case has been set for the 4th of June. Nonetheless, the petition to imprison Neelofa is still gaining momentum. Over 10,000 people have signed the petition. In less than 24 hours, thousands have participated in this movement by signing the petition on change.org's website. So far, at the time of writing, over 15,000 people have signed the petition. Angry netizens took to the comment section expressing their thoughts. What are your thoughts on this movement? Let us know in the comment section below. Also read, Indonesian woman caught trying to cross state borders by hiding in car boot. Source. Change. Org source. Change. Org source. Terengganu TV source. Info roadblock JPJ. Polis. FB source. Change. Org source. Change. Org source. Change. Org source. Change.org. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.